may sound like just stacking bags, but workers here are restocking countries and cultures. As I walk down aisle 10, I pass Haiti, Colombia, Portugal, Brazil, China, Bosnia, and many others. The wide range of imported and ethnic food offerings is what's drawn Watson Mendez and his wife to the Chelsea Market Basket for the past 7 years.
Fresh food, a lot of like different meats, and the price of the meats is really different. You don't find anything like Brazilian and Spanish. Like me, I'm Brazilian, but my wife, she's Spanish, so here's the best store to find everything you want.
But as the Market Basket saga unfolded this summer, Mendez and his wife were forced to look elsewhere for the foods they loved, and it came at a price.
I would say almost 50% more than we expend over here.
Mendez says they went to as many as 4 different supermarkets and encountered more than just steeper food prices.
You expend money in the gas too, because we go far away. We live in Riviera and we just have one supermarket over there. So sometimes we drive to Chelsea, Boston, or Lane, the closed supermarket.
It's one of many things Mendez is happy to see come to an end. As for me, I had my eye on some tasty-looking lemon wafers from Brazil. 2 packages for $3, in case you're interested. In Chelsea, James Edwards, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.